Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Now we have on the line Adel Ksilski to talk to us about the numerical values of the new year. How's it, Adel? How are you doing?
Shana Tova, how are you?
I'm very well, Shana Tova. So what do we have to look forward to numerically for 5781?
Yeah, we're going to play a bit of a numbers game today. So we know that every letter of the Hebrew alphabet also has a numerical value. And that's called the study of gematria. In and of itself, it's like a huge field. And many, many times we will look at interpretations in the Torah based on numerical value. That's number one. Number two, when we talk about the Hebrew letters, for example, if we say the word Aleph, which means A, we can actually spell out the word Aleph as Aleph Lamed Fei. So it's called the milui, the full of the letter. So I want to look at the word bracha. We all talk about a bracha. Well, most of us like look at a bracha and think that that's about the kichel and herring that we have a shul. Okay, but bracha means blessing. Bracha means blessing. It's made up of four words, the bet, the resh, the chaf, and the hey. And if you had to spell out that word, meaning you'd have to spell out the letters of the word, so you'd have bet, which would be bet yud taf, resh, which would be resh yud shin, chaf would be chaf and pei, and hey would be hey aleph. So you'd fill out the letter, the Hebrew letters in itself. You would look at those words, bet, resh, chaf, hey, and you look at the last letter of each of those words, and you actually come up with the year 5781. So hidden in the word blessing is this year, Taf Shin Pei Aleph. And so a lot of people around are pretty excited because there is a lot of talk, not only what I'm telling you today, but just generally we've spoken about the Arab Accords. We've spoken about how the world is changing, everything that COVID is bringing. There is a silver lining, and I think that we are going to, you know, be going into a year of blessing, a year where we are going to see the turnaround, the flipping of all the negative being moved out of the way, and for us to see and bring in and usher in the redemption, the messianic redemption, which from a Jewish point of view is not just about the Jewish people having a Messiah come and, you know, give them a hunky-dory life, but rather a Messiah for the entire world. And boy, do we need it.
Yeah, absolutely. After a year that I think we've just had, I think everyone would welcome a bit of bracha in their lives. And they can start with Sukkot. So, wishing you a Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach to you too.
And, enjoy Sukkot, and we'll chat to you next week.
Excellent. Thank you.
There we go. Adel Ksilski talking to us about bracha being brought into the gematria of this year.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.